question of the day on What's on Your Mind. Whenever I have a burning question, I just can't get a sense of the pulse of the people on a particular issue. You know what I do, Kev?
What do you do?
I ask the audience a question.
Well, okay.
And then,
yeah, of course you do.
The fountain of knowledge just flows, right? They just come pouring in, and by the end of the show, you've got things sorted out. So the big question today, big, huge question, I need to sort out: Kamala or Kamala? Kamala or Kamala? How do you properly pronounce the name of Joe Biden's selection for a vice presidential running mate, the senator from California? You notice in his announcement yesterday, they had a little rollout. It was 2.5 hours late, by the way. Ask yourself if a Trump event started 2.5 hours late, if there wouldn't be questions raised as to, like, what's going on here?
Why, yeah.
why is this starting 2.5 hours late? Why why is this? But no, they don't roll like that. The other question I have, so I was starting to say in the rally yesterday, he started then referring to as Senator Harris. I think that was safer than,
yeah.
he would say Kamala, and then within 10 seconds say Kamala. Like, it was like he was like me and a hydroxychloroquine or Quinn, you know?
Yeah.
Which, you know, I guess isn't much better, but I'm not a former vice president and a candidate for president. And I'm not talking about somebody that's on the ticket with me, for crying out loud. The second I heard it, I just like, is anybody else giggling at this? Is anybody else catching this? I hope so. And then I heard Tucker last night. Tucker Carlson brought it up with, you know who else did? Somebody I love on cable television. Raymond Arroyo. He does this Seen and Unseen segment for Laura Ingraham's show. Mike Huckabee was guest hosting for Laura last night. And I was getting some things done, pounding away on the laptop, but chuckling along with Tucker and later Laura Ingraham's replacement and the comments of Raymond Arroyo. Another question I have is, I was just looking, for instance, at a USA Today story about the president coming to Minnesota next week. He'll be in Mankato on Monday, by the way, if you want to get close to seeing the president, a 4.5 hour drive from Fargo, Moorhead, or obviously closer if you're listening into Minnesota, but you got a chance. You can go see the president right there. Be in Mankato, Minnesota, and Oshkosh, Wisconsin on Monday. But I was reading the USA Today story about that, and I saw a slug on one of their stories here. Where is it? It says something to the effect of, here it is, Trump attacks Kamala, what's her name, over Kavanaugh hearings in first remarks since she was named Biden's running mate. Question for you, Kevin. When's the last time you saw a headline that said Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris attacked President Trump?
No.
You laugh.
Never. I've never. I sense a little sarcasm in your question. No, I've never ever seen anything like
so
that.
So Trump attacks Kamala Harris. We're talking here about the Kavanaugh hearings, okay? That Trump attacked her over the Kavanaugh hearings. What happened to Brett Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court hearing? Was that an attack? I think so.
Oh.
That was a war.
It was vicious.
That was a beheading, is what that was. They were not successful. The blade wasn't too sharp. But they tried, and it certainly was an attack. This is why you don't trust what the mainstream media says. Their narrative is always biased. Their narrative is always favoring the left. Their narrative is always fake. That's why it's fake news. It's crazy. Anyway, we're in Moorhead today. We're on location. We're at the Courtyard by Marriott. The Center of the American Experiment has a little gathering going today entitled Say No to California Car Mandates. And you can hardly make this up. But by rulemaking, that's what they call it, rulemaking, not by legislation, not by the legislators, Minnesotans, send to St. Paul to deal with issues, deciding yay or nay on a particular issue, having a committee hearing, all the normal process. No, this is rulemaking. This is, we're going to write a rule into the regulations. The legislature says you will follow the regulations, and we can change the regulations, so we're going to do that. I call it by fiat, because it really is a piece of the green agenda. In fact, it's entitled, the working title within the Walz administration is the Clean Car Mandate. Do you want a clean car mandate? Do you want your government, in this case Minnesota, saying, here's the rule. We're going to have less gas-powered cars. We're going to adopt California's regulations.
Okay.
And therefore, when you go to buy a car, it will cost you more.
Why are we going to do this?
When you go to buy a car, you're going to also have less selection. In other words, there'll be more electric vehicles, less gas-powered vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You are also helping the environment. You know, so there is that. You're helping. How are we helping the environment exactly? I think that's your question.
That is my question. Why are we doing this?
Yeah. So what's the
reason?
What's the gain for the pain?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
The gain for the pain.
Got to be a motive. Got to be a reason.
No gain.
Okay.
Well, I hate to tell you.
Well, there has to be.
No, there isn't. It's you know what it is? It's feel-good legislation. That's what it is. They can check the box. They can say, hey, we did this. Way to go. Now, normally stuff like this would just roll on through. Okay? It would just be implemented and you really wouldn't know about it. But that's why we're glad there's a Center of the American Experiment. Because they watch this very closely. They unearth this when necessary so you know about it. So enough noise can be made that they can't do that. And if I was a legislator, Democrat or Republican, I'd say, Governor Walz, stop. We get to decide this. You're not going to take these rules and require Minnesota to completely conform to emission standards dictated by California regulators? California is the worst in the nation air quality. That's why they have regulations that they have. It's, you know, the demographics, the economics, the environmental differences between California and Minnesota are vast. So it makes zero sense. And as you say, no gain. So you harm Minnesota's economy, but you have zero, I repeat, zero measurable impact on air pollution. It's according to the EPA, and their data show that air pollution was worse. This is my favorite. I can't even believe this. This just destroys the argument of the left, and nobody's got around to telling you about it. So COVID-19, what happens? Governor Tim Walz says, shut it down. Shut Minnesota down. Shelter in place. Wear a mask when you're driving alone in your car. You know, the whole deal. They shut it down. So you had a stay-at-home order. And you'd think that would then mean, with that much less traffic on the road, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have less pollution, right?
Yep.
40% reduction in traffic, zero difference for air pollution. So these mandates don't help anything. They don't help anything. Zero measurable impact on temperatures. Regulations reduce global temperatures by, are you ready, 0.00096 degrees. By 2100.
Oh. So
we'll get around to it by then.
By then. So, okay, good.
This is strange. This is awful. It's what it is. So anyway, we're going to talk about that and more today on the program. We also are going to talk to Jim the Flagpole Guy, a great entrepreneurial success story of someone that brings such joy to people, a spirit of the flag to them by building flagpoles. And yet this is his job. This is his livelihood, and it's a passion. He loves it. He's all about American freedom, liberty. So it's pretty cool. John Hinderacher, president of the Center of the American Experiment, will join us and others as well. And please answer my question, Kamala or Kamala? I'm really, how does Joe Biden say it?
Well, he said it all. This is how he said it at first. I don't know if it, because he went different later.
As the next vice president of the United States of America, and that's Senator Kamala Harris.
Kamala. So he went Kamala that time.
Yeah.
But Kamala, And I think another one is in there somewhere.
I'm confused.
I'm looking for it. I'm searching.
You find
here.
The different versions.
I will do that for you, yes.
We'll let you hear it in Joe's own words, and then you can decide exactly what you think needs to be done. Let me tell you about Designer Smiles, can I? My friends at Designer Smiles, Dr. Jeff and his team, are providing great dental care, great dental advice as well. You know, your dental health is so darn important. And we've talked to a lot of folks very frustrated by dentures, just want to go a different direction, be able to enjoy that steak again and have some confidence and smile without worry. And Dr. Jeff right now is offering complimentary consultations, meaning just that. You don't pay a dime. You sit down with Dr. Jeff. You talk about what your needs are. You get an idea of the different options that are available to you. And it's as simple as that. Complimentary, no obligation consultation. To set one up, call them at 701-298-9400. Do it today. Check them out online at fargodentalcare.com or after this. Don't go away. A shower and getting ready for your Thursday today, and you said, "I have a dream. I want to start a business. I want to grow my business. I want to take my business to a better location. I want to build something new. I want to find just the right spot." Any of those things racking around in your brain, I would first go to chosinvestments.com, KJOSinvestments.com, and set up a meeting with Monty or Scott Chose, and talk about making those dreams come true. Because anybody wishing to lease office space, buy or sell land, develop office buildings, these are the folks that know the properties, they know the market. When you look to the future, look to Chose Investments, KJOSinvestments.com. Back at the Moorhead Courtyard by Marriott, here today for a event related to what Governor Tim Walz wants to do to you and to your pocketbook if you're planning to buy a car. Charlie Nikoloff is here from the Center of the American Experiment, a think tank in Minnesota that does some great work. I read their magazine monthly. It's chock full of interesting things. It is informative, gets you motivated, and they are making some stops yesterday. St. Cloud, Fergus Falls, Alexandria. Today, Moorhead and Thief River Falls. Tomorrow, Bemidji. Mm-hmm. They'll also be in Brainerd and on to Duluth as well. Charlie, how are you?
Great, Scott. It's great to be with you.
Good to be with you. Charlie's an old friend.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time and have a lot of fun together and tackle some important issues.
Once in a while we get there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And this one is just a shake-your-head kind of moment. What I mean,
yeah, it sure is.
How did this come to be?
You know, I that's a really good question. I think the explanation that makes the most sense to me is that the Walz administration has, like every administration, has its constituencies that it feels beholden to. And I think in this case, you've got some extreme environmentalism that thinks that moving ahead with these policies that are being proposed for the auto dealers makes sense in an environment where for multiple reasons they not only don't make sense, but they are sort of the antithesis of making sense. You know, we're in a state that has done a remarkable job in getting its air clean and cleaner. We're in a state that has tackled a lot of the issues that have not been tackled, frankly, in California and other places that are dealing with these problems. And to say that by fiat, by rulemaking, not even going through the legislature, that there's an urgency here to do this is you know, simply incredible.
And the thing I'm amazed at, you're probably right. This is probably part of their mosaic of their clean agenda. So somebody early on in the administration whiteboards, what are we going to get accomplished?
Yep.
We're going to shut down Line 3. Mm-hmm. We want to send a message. We don't want energy development in Minnesota. We're going to go through our laundry list. This one would come up. and say we want the California car mandate, but there's no way legislature passes this.
Mm-hmm.
They got a one body Republicans, one body Democrats. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
This one too, even been voted for by a number of people in the Democratic caucus, not just Republicans who have been against this. So
they know that.
They know that.
So then they say, well, how do we do it? Well, here's how we do it. We'll just get this out there and hope this doesn't get a lot of attention.
Right.
And that's why we're glad there's a center of the American experiment going, whoa, wait a minute here.
Amen.
Wait a minute. What's the goal here? Make enough noise to stop this?
Yeah, I think that's really what we're doing here, because absent the ability of the legislature to get in the way, absent the complete wild card of trying to do something in court, it really still, in politics, is still about marshaling forces of people, just everyday people in towns around the state. And by the way, as is the case with a lot of things, this is something that would, of course, hurt outstate Minnesotans, rural Minnesotans, a lot more than metro area Minnesotans. So,
Why is that?
Because these rules would really augur to the benefit of a handful of people who are electric car enthusiasts in the metro area, where there is some infrastructure and some ability to successfully have a car, an electric vehicle. There's very little infrastructure outstate. 87% of all the electric vehicles on the road right now in Minnesota are in the 7-county metro area.
I mean, if somebody decides to buy a Tesla or whatever electric car, God bless them.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
It's like a Porsche or, whatever your flavor is that you really want to buy. That's the great thing about America. But the idea here is then you're going to decide, as in Governor Walz is going to decide through this mandate, what choice I have when I go to the car lot.
Yeah, and the Metro Auto the Minnesota Auto Dealers, that we're conducting this tour with are clear. They're not against the technology. They're not against the advancement of the electric car industry. It's just about this enacting this policy is not going to help advance that cause, and it's just going to hurt all Minnesotans, their ability to buy the cars that they need and want, their ability to buy the trucks that they need and want. It's going to increase everybody's prices. It's going to increase the level of regulation in the state, and it is not going to move the needle on clean air. So it's really the governor tried to present this last spring as a win-win-win, and it's actually a lose-lose-lose. It doesn't work in any scenario.
Just read an email from Al and Diane in Alexandria, and they said, thank you for telling us about this event. Very informative. I attended the meeting and learned the truth of the California car mandate, flying under the radar by order of the governor. Hopefully it can be stopped. There is good information at this event. Nothing else gets you enough information to be able to talk to enough folks that, again, you hopefully stop this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're in Minnesota, you clearly don't want this.
No.
You don't in any
No, and actually, it's bad also for people on the Dakota side of the border, both North and South Dakota, because as many people know, in western Minnesota and in eastern Dakotas, a lot of the car buying and truck buying that takes place happens, people going each way. And if Minnesota is forced to have only California regulation authorized cars and the Dakotas don't have those policies, now you take away the ability of dealers to trade back and forth with each other across the border, and you take away people's selections, options, you raise costs both ways. Again, just bad all the way around.
The events that you've done, St. Cloud, Alexandria, Fergus Falls today, Moorhead, still more to come. We'll tell you about that in a second, have brought out some good-sized crowds to get informed on this. This is certainly in the weeds a little bit as far as policy is concerned, but enough concern that people are coming out and getting informed on it, which is great. What are you hearing from them?
Oh, it's for a lot of people, it is an eye-opener. People are coming not exactly sure what they're going to hear, but They are grateful when they see the entire presentation laid out and understand just what's going on. Both, again, it's kind of both things. It's the fact that the governor is really trying to just do this through a flat out skirt the legislature rulemaking.
Fiat's been my favorite
fiat
word.
is the term.
Yeah.
And also then to see what the costs and the implications of this and the net, non-moving of the needle for the clean air that Minnesota already have. We are sitting here in 2020 in one of the cleanest places, not just in the country, but in the world. And that's because Minnesotans and Minnesota businesses and Minnesota government at all level have already done a lot of the heavy lifting needed to get there over the last 20 years.
Thief River Falls later today at 5:30 at the Thief River Golf Club. tomorrow morning, Bemidji Hampton Inn and Suites, beautiful location there along Paul Bunyan Drive in Bemidji. Tomorrow also in Brainerd at 12:30 p.m. at the Arrowwood Lodge at Brainerd Lakes. And then also wrapping up in Duluth, 5:30 tomorrow, Blackwoods Grill and Bar on London Road. If you go to nocacars.com, no C-A for California, cars.com, there's a complete listing there, so you can find those dates and times and places for later today and also tomorrow. Anything else you want to tell us, Charlie?
No, just, Scott, really excited about to be working with you on this and on the other things that, you know, that we're working with you on at the center. We're trying to be a voice for all Minnesotans, and you've been speaking to a lot of Minnesotans and a lot of people in the Dakotas for a long time, and we're happy to be, you know, united with you on this as usual.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Charlie. AmericanExperiment.org. Get that magazine. It is a good one called Thinking Minnesota. More after this.